Tava Jayakunja Bihari Kopidana Balava Kri Varadari Jaya Gri Varadari Kopidana Balava Chodanandana Raja Janaranjana Chaya Raja Janaranjana Sodanandana Raja Janaranjana Jaya Raja Janaranjana Tira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvadakasharya Asadhara Sudushi Shreeman His Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Raja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Haribo Sislava Akulu Plenium Bhaktam Bhaktama Sislava Shri Guru Shri Guranga Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Purishtai Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste, Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha, Shinivadi, Paskatya, Devi Siddharana. Om Agyana Timurandasya, Gananjana Salakaya, Chakshur Nilitam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shiguro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakhan Svitam Cha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Dugatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Prishubhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Thrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, Text Number 17. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Vidyantaksto Hyabhidrani Vidunoti Saritsatam Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Vidyantaksto Yabhidrani Vidunoti Saritsatam Sakata Krishna Kirtana Shavana Kirtana Vidyanta Vasya Bhadrani Dudhunoti Saritsatam
Srimatam Sakata Krishna
Tasya bhajani Dhunoti saritsatam
Srinvatam svakata krishna
Srinvatam svakata krishna
Punya shravana
kirtana
Vidyanta
sriya bhajani Dhunoti saritsatam Thomas Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyantaksto Hyabhajani Vidunoti Saritsatam Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravanam Kirtana Vidyantaksto Yabhajani Vidunoti Saritsatam Srinvatam. Those who have developed. How are we doing this translation?
Simultaneously.
Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of. Anyhow, I'm just going to read the word. You don't have to repeat. Svakata Krishna, his own words. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Punya, virtues. Shravana, hearing. Kirtana, chanting. Rudi, antaksta, within one's heart. He certainly, abhajani, desire to enjoy matter. Vidhunoti cleanses. Surit benefactor. Satam of the truthful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee cleanses the desire from material enjoyment in the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Please repeat, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Purport. Messages of the personality of Godhead are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in His Shikshastika, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that He has endowed His innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at His convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But, unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy name, the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to His devotees. When He sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has become eager to hear about Him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to Him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into His kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature, and it is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line felt the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. So the text again. Trinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radiant taksto hi abhijani vidunoti saritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who who is the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves, in themselves, virtuous and properly heard and chanted. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swayanti Namane Namaste Saraswatun Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyadya De Satarane.
I think this is very disturbing, this kind of translation, because we are hearing both translations at the same time, both we who understand and those who don't understand, so it's very confusing.
How does it usually work during the, when you're giving... Okay. What do you think, Maharaj? What should we do? I mean, we can just do, we can, I can speak and then you can translate. I think that's... What's that? Rozumiyete Erevitsky?
The best thing would be if you speak in Croatian.
Govorim Erevitsky. Govorim. Govorim. Arvitsky. Lercha Gavril Paruski. Bhakti and Rizumian Ervitsky Tamye Tamoye.
Dragi Bhakte, vi koji ne razumijete engleski, pokušajte biti bliže ovom zvučniku tamo da biste čuli prijevod.
Okay, it's time to end the class. Srila Rupa Goswami is giving us the advice that the essence of all advice is to spend one's full time Tanama Rupachari Tadi Sukir Tananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishtandraje Tanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayad Akilam Itapadesha Saram. He has given us the advice to spend one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely hearing and chanting the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, pastimes. In this way, one should absorb one's tongue and the mind.
Znači, tu trebamo uključiti svoj jezik,
once you live in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and serve Krishna under the guidance of the Lord's devotees. And one should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. He starts with, one should Tanama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu, Sukirtananu, very nicely chant. Generally we emphasize hearing, but of course unless we hear, then how will you know how to chant? Therefore it begins with hearing, and nicely hearing, but hearing about what? We're learning how to chant nicely. We're hearing about how to chant nicely. And how to hear with attention. Although this is, generally we start with this verse, but as it mentions in this verse, develop the urge to hear the message. Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtan Nishevana. To develop that service attitude is vital for the hearing process. To develop the urge to hear. Because by that service attitude, naturally the modes of ignorance and passion go away. Generally we're morose in the material world because we're afraid of what's going to happen in the future, or we're in the mode of passion, we're anxious about some so-called enjoyable future. And because we're depressed, or we're anxious, therefore we can't hear with attention. But if we develop an attitude of service, then the result is we learn how to hear attentively. So that attitude of service is not simply to work hard day and night. Divya Charteha Yara Jan Katumba Bharanenava. That generally speaking, the materialist, Kotavyadini Rajanja, Srinam Shanti Sahasra Saha, Apashitam Atmatatvam Griheshu Grihamedina. Generally, the materialists love to hear certain vibrations, and they hate to hear other vibrations. They love to hear either how they themselves are important or great or significant, or how something in relationship to them are great and important and significant. Someone was telling us that they were having Rathiatra in Spain. And during the Rathiatra, I think it was a Rathiatra. It was during the time when they had the World Cup.
Kada je bilo svjetsko prvenstvo.
I guess it was Rathiatra. And
mislim da to je bila Rathiatra.
The parade went to the beach.
I parada je otišla
na
plažu.
And on the beach,
a na plaži,
they had a big municipality. Oh, wasn't the? I guess it was Spain. Was that Spain?
Mislim da to bilo Španija. To bilo Španija.
Tenerife.
Dotoka,
yeah, it was Rathiatra in Tenerife.
Na to je bila Rathiatra na Tenerifima.
And on the with big carts, many devotees, but it just so happened that the day that we had Rathiatra scheduled was the very day that the World Cup was being played. No one really thought Spain was going to be part of the finals, but they just happened to come into the finals. And so the municipality had given us the beach, but since Spain was in the world finals, and because people are crazy about football in Europe, especially in Spain, and they were in the finals, therefore the municipality put up this huge screen so that everyone could see the world finals. Lord Jagannath Rathiatra came to the beach right next to this big screen. And the municipality provide chairs for everyone. So everyone was sitting on the beach watching the game, and Lord Jagannath was facing the World Cup game also. So he saw the whole World Cup game. And when Spain won, everyone was like ecstatic. We won! As if they had won. They were completely identified with
winning the cup. Identificirali sa tom pobjedom na prvenstvu.
They were definitely in a good mood.
Bili su definitivno dobro raspoloženi.
Luckily they won, so they stayed around for the rest of the Rathiatra.
Srećom
they
would have lost. Tako da su ostali do kraja Rathiatre.
It would have been dangerous probably.
Da su izgubili, bilo bi vjerojatno opasno.
So the point is that as soon as we can develop this enthusiasm to hear when if we identify ourselves with something, we love to hear something about ourselves or something in relation to ourselves. But when we hear about Krishna, it appears something very foreign, something completely abstract, has nothing really to do with us. If it has something to do with us, it's only very vaguely. Because I have so many problems, so many practical things to do in this world, and they're asking me to give them up and surrender to this Krishna in some place, in a place called Goloka Vrindavan, where God is spending all his time herding cows. Self-sufficiency or something. He's into self-sufficiency. That God is a blue cowherd boy.
Bog
right.
Je plavi pastir.
But he does play ball, so he's
ali
something good
loptom,
about.
Tako da ima nešto dobro tu.
Anyhow, whatever. Krishna is a blue coward boy, and
Krishna je plavi dječak
he has billions of gopi friends,
on
and
milione, prijateljica gopija.
He herds cows all day long and dances with the peacocks. I mean, it sounds great.
Paunovima. To znači
and sometimes
odlično.
Demons come and decide, you know, some of them are dođu. Shapes of horses, and some of them the shapes of snakes, big as mountains, etc., etc. It sounds great, but as far as practically my life, it doesn't sound very relevant sometimes. We have too many problems, too many things to look forward to, so many anxieties, etc. Practical. So to give that up and surrender to this blue cowherd boy doesn't seem very relevant to us sometimes. Therefore, we have to hear how it is relevant to us and what we can do practically to realize the message. For instance, if our minds are very disturbed, we should understand partly they're disturbed because we think we're the mind, and therefore we identify with the mind, and we say, my mind's disturbed now, I can't chant very nicely because my mind's disturbed. I'll wait till my mind calms down next week, and then I can chant nicely. As if we're dependent upon our mind for our Krishna consciousness, or we're dependent upon our physical state. Or anything else in this material world. The only thing we're really dependent upon is the orders coming down through disciplinary succession. And our disciplinary succession tells us, as Krishna says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, Sheya Chairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Varu Jivanam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. That the holy name of Krishna is an ocean of nectar. Simply, we have to open our hearts, open our minds, open our intelligence, and be prepared to be drowned in that ocean of nectar by hearing. Wherever the mind's going, we were saying yesterday we have to withdraw it, we have to do this and that. Actually, what we do is have to simply hear with attention and have the right attitude. Our real problem is we enter into this body with the wrong attitude. And when we're doing everything in this material world, generally speaking, we're doing it in the wrong attitude. That's called defensively. So we have the right attitude. For instance, one thing we can do which is very practical, we can, well, this is, seems far out, but we can smile. At least internally. Not that we have to walk around, you know. But just try it. Just smile for a second.
Nasmiješite se neki trenutak, jedan trenutak.
Everyone can smile.
Svako se može nasmiješiti.
See if everyone smiles. Just, and now frown.
A sada se namrštite.
And see what the difference in your consciousness is.
Погледайте каква е разликата във вашата свест.
So our very physical body, what it's doing, actually has an effect on our consciousness. For instance, go like this. Everyone go like that. Bend your sternum and just put your head down.
Спустите главу и повидите се
напред.
Погледайте своя колен.
How do you feel?
Како се осеќате?
Now raise your chest. Сада подигнете своја прса и погледайте горе. How do you feel now?
Како се сад осеќате?
Changes our consciousness, doesn't it?
Тоа мијенја нашу свесност, зар не?
So even our physical state, how we're using this body, changes the way we feel about things. Prabhupada said, they asked Prabhupada, if I don't feel like dancing, should I dance? And Prabhupada said, yes. Put up your arms and dance, and then you'll feel like dancing. We're dragged around by this body, and the very activity, the way we hold the body, the way we utilize the body, creates a certain atmosphere, a certain consciousness, a certain mood in ourselves. Of course, Prabhupada said, put up your arms and dance, and sometimes we take that in a different way. You know, we grab everyone's arms and we twirl around and we hot foot and we do all kinds of things. One time I was in, I was one of the bus party leaders or band party leaders on Radha Dharmadhar. We took four sets of Dgor Nitai deities to Chicago, and I personally drove the van or had someone else around. We drove. It must have been 24 or 36 hours straight from San Francisco to L.A. to Chicago nonstop. We only stopped at periodical places to find some toilets. Other than that, there was no stopping at all. We arrived in Chicago, and naturally Prabhupada was there. He was going to install the deities, and there was a big initiation. And so the Radha Damodar devotees, I guess it's similar to what Manidhar Prabhu was describing as the mood of the German devotees. The Radha Damodar devotees had surpassed the German devotees. Radha Damodar ubi alles.
Radha Damodar über alles.
And we were the top of the world for some time. And so Prabhupada was there, he was giving a big initiation. And the Radha Damodar devotees, they showed their ability to dance. And they were dancing, you know, kicking their legs up and swirling around. And Prabhupada stopped it. He just said, stop. Everyone froze, and then Prabhupada picked up his arms and went like this. The Swami step.
Swami step.
So we can sometimes get carried away to this to the extent that the holy name is, you know, is in the background. It's kind of like, you know, some whisper in the background. The real thing is
our.
Michael Jackson, kind of the deity Michael Jackson appears before us and we leap into the air. So that's not sometimes good. We should dance in such a way as that the holy name is in the center. And then our very chanting to the holy name actually absorbs us more in the holy name. Our whole idea is somehow or another to make the atmosphere in such a way as that we become more receptive to chanting Hare Krishna. So whether there's no better way of doing that than dancing to the holy name or sitting straight when we're chanting Hare Krishna. We hear on that tape, the famous Japa tape, the devotee is, you know, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sit straight. Sit straight. So Prabhupada expected the devotees to sit straight. Something simple like that. And then the consciousness. Krishna says, for instance, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pravakshas Vargamam Dharmyam, Susukam, Kartum, Avyam. Susukam, it's supposed to be a joyful process. As soon as we think, oh no, I got another 16 rounds. We've already defeated ourselves.
Paravastavadabodajata.
We're defeated by ignorance.
Mi smo pobjeđeni od strane neznanja.
Utsaha nischaya dharyat. First of all, we need enthusiasm. As soon as we think, oh no, this is a very heavy burden.
Ovo je težak teret.
Prabhupada gave the example one time. He came to the temple and he saw in the temple room that the deities, they didn't have a nice garland, although they gave Prabhupada a nice garland. And Prabhupada looked at it and said, why are you offering the deities this garbage flowers? He said, I've installed these deities and now you're thinking that the deities are
Galagraha.
Even in my presence, you're thinking they're Galagraha. Galagraha, just like instead of Vigraha, it was Galagraha. Galagra means the neck. Galagraha means pain in the neck.
Galagraha znači
neka, now you're thinking
neka
they're a pain in the neck.
I mislite da su oni teret, da su nevolja.
As soon as you think like that, you offer Krishna some garbage flower, Krishna's not going to protest. But the protest will be that you're going to go to hell. That's his protest.
Njegov protest će biti taj da ćete vi otići u pakao. Krishna neće ništa reći.
Therefore, our very attitude, how we approach devotional service, will determine how we execute devotional service. In that verse, shushusho shraddha dhanasya, with great care and attention. It's the very same words that Krishna says when he says, tesham sadatam yuktanam. When you execute devotional service with great love and enthusiasm, and at the same time you do it consistently, not deviated by so-called material anxieties. That's called sadhana bhakti. At least there's some time of the day where we put aside that we don't have to worry about so many different things in our lives. So during that time, we can execute devotional service with care and attention, with enthusiasm, with consistency, with attention. And what will didami buddhi yogam tam, what will be the intelligence that Krishna gives us? He gives us the intelligence how to act in the mode of goodness. How to actually get free from our, become aloof from the mind's demands, the senses demands. Aloof from the anxieties of the mind, to put them aside and simply to hear attentively and be prepared to become blissful. Be prepared to have some faith in the holy name that it's an ocean of happiness. Simply we have to let it, we have to drown in it, or we have to let it inundate us like the cloud. Samsara dava nanalita loka, the spiritual master is coming. He's like a rain cloud. Simply we have to put down our umbrella. The holy name is not going to affect me. Krishna's mercy is not going to enter into my heart. It would spoil my material existence and all my material aspirations.
Moje materialne aspiracije.
I just have a few holes on the top. I get enough mercy to keep me enlivened so I can enjoy in the material world.
No,
I have to put the umbrella,
material protection
of our minds. First of all, we have to recognize how we're impeding our own Krishna consciousness, what our mentality is that prevents us from being receptive to the holy name. The same idea, we run up to a tree and embrace it and scream, let me go, let me go. Sir, the tree's not holding you, you're holding the tree. Oh, you and your theories, let me go, let me go. Sir, just let the tree go and it'll be all right. It'll be all right. You don't have to hold on to the tree. It's not going to fall down. You can live without the tree. Go away, you and your theories. You and your, you know, optimism.
optimizam.
Tell me how to get the tree off me. Let me go, tree. Let me go.
Reci mi kako da se oslobodim drveta. Pusti me, pusti me.
So it is not that Maya is attached to chastising us. We're attached to Maya, and therefore she chastises us. She's trying to get us off her, but we're attached to remaining on her.
Ali mi smo ti koji smo vezani za Maju.
She's kicking us,
ona
and we're saying,
gura,
oh,
i udara,
she loves
kažemo,
me. She's paying attention
me
moli, to
me. Ona mi poklanja pažnju.
How can I ever leave her?
Kako ikada mogu napustiti?
Krishna says,
Krishna kaže,
Shariram yadavapnoti yachchap yukramitishvaha grihivaitani samyati vayur ganda ivashyat. We're carrying around our conceptions of life just like air is carrying around aroma.
Kao što zrak prenosi
miris. And because of that, we're giving
toga,
up one body and then quitting it. We're taking one body and then quitting it and taking another body. Simply because we're carrying around these conceptions.
Nosimo sa sobom te koncepcije.
So if we accept the conception that the holy name is actually full of bliss, and if I come in contact with that blissful holy name in the right attitude, then in that inundation of happiness, I become enlightened and realize my eternal existence. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, or in Prabhupada's purport, he said, first of all, we have to hear and chant the holy name and then try to do it in a place which is conducive for chanting the holy name. To make the atmosphere spiritual. He says to go to Vrindavan and at the same time give up these material aspirations. To give up the necessities of life.
Ne odustati od onih neophodnosti.
To give up aspirations to become happy in the material world, or give up aspirations to make a situation where we'll be so-called protected.
That
doesn't mean that we don't work in order to maintain ourselves properly.
Da bismo se održavali kako treba.
But we work in such a way as to minimize the necessities of life and to actually put ourselves as intelligently as possible in a position where we're actually protected. In other words, the more simple our life is, then the more we're naturally protected and the less we need. Sometimes we get addicted to things. We're not even aware of what we're addicted to. Modern society, especially nowadays, they're trying to addict us more and more to electronics. Probably used to make jokes about that. People can't even shave. They can't brush their teeth. They can't do anything unless there's electricity. So the very thought of going even to the country like here, in the house I'm staying, we actually have electricity, but we only have one thing, one plug. So we have to choose my toothbrush, my computer, or the heater. And usually the heater wins. But we have to see how we've made our lives so complicated that there's hardly any room for hearing and chanting about Krishna. Therefore, to make the atmosphere nice, conducive to chanting the holy name, and to give up these material aspirations, then we can actually hear the holy name, we can hear the philosophy, and then we can come to the next stage called
Varnadasa.
Namely, to accept the philosophy. It's real. It's not simply some old man from India coming and telling us about some blue cowherd boy because he got a free passage.
Zato što je dobio besplatnu kartu za brod.
No, it's actually real. Krishna is actually God.
Krishna
he's unlimitedly beautiful. He's unlimitedly
lijep,
pleasurable. He's unlimitedly everything we're looking for.
On je neograničeno ono što mi tražimo.
Simply we have to
follow the process as it's being given to us, and then we can experience it for ourselves. We don't need so many other things. Of course, we may accept a little, just like Prabhupada, when he was in 26th Second Avenue. He had what appeared to be a heart attack. And it happened to be on Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend in America, everything shuts down. Even the emergency water at that time probably wasn't even working. So the devotees called up so many different doctors and they weren't home. They weren't available on Memorial Day weekend. Finally, they got hold of one man. He came. He was an old drunk. He looked at Prabhupada for 5 minutes, and he said, the old man simply needs some exercise. So when the devotees heard that, they immediately took the old drunk out and threw him out. Not exactly like that. But they led him outside. They thought, this man's useless. Prabhupada's having a heart attack, and he said he needs some exercise. But Prabhupada heard that. And after Prabhupada got better, after he was on Stinson Beach, then every day he would go for a morning walk. Because he took the advice seriously that he needed some exercise. It's not that Prabhupada thought, well, I'm chanting the holy name, I'm in touch with Krishna, this old man, he's a drunk, why should I listen to him? No, he heard the advice. It was good advice. He needed some exercise. Otherwise, his body wouldn't work so well. And therefore, he started to go for a morning walk every day. Otherwise, he used to tell people, when they asked him, why are you going for a morning walk? He said, otherwise, the body doesn't function properly. It gets congested. So it's not that we chant the holy name and reject everything else. And therefore, we think that we're going to become pure devotees very rapidly because we've given up all normal activity. We've given up sleeping. I had one disciple. He used to sleep so little that he'd fall asleep everywhere he went. Even one time he jumped into the air. And he fell asleep in the air. Actually, I had two disciples like that. One was in Peru and the other was in Spain. The one in Peru, he jumped up in the air and he had such little sleep, he actually fell asleep in the middle of the air and he fell down and broke his teeth. So it's not that we're trying to be unreasonable, that somehow or another we're not the body, and therefore we give up all connection with the body. This body is bad. Everything is bad. This body is bad. You're bad. The material world is bad. No, we have to utilize the body in Krishna's service, just like the gopis. They dress themselves very nicely. They did everything very nicely, but they did it for Krishna, that's all.
To čine za Krishna, to je sve.
Sanatana Goswami was going to commit suicide because his body was full of sores. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he knew that, he told him, you cannot
Jaya!
Is meant for so many different activities, your body actually belongs to me. Therefore, you cannot do with your body as you like. You have to do with your body as I want you to. You should take good care of your body. But at the same time, it should be utilized in Krishna's service. So to accept these things, to actually utilize the body, and to utilize it in a higher way, so we get free from our anxieties, our unnecessary anxieties, and we can happily chant Hare Krishna, and be receptive to the holy name. And what will be the result? The result will be, when we're doing our activities, whatever it is, to please Krishna, then we'll naturally remember him. Prabhupada gives us a very simple formula. If we simply accept, or Krishna gives us the formula, Chetasya Sarva Karmani Maya Sanyasi Matparaha Buddha yogam upashitya machita ksaritam bhava. That in all activities, you depend upon me.
Ovisite o meni.
Work as under my protection.
Radite pod mojom zaštitom.
In such devotional service,
u takvom
predanom
služenju,
be fully conscious of me.
Potpuno svjesni mene.
So first of all,
prije
to understand that everything here belongs to Krishna. Not one blade of grass is moving without Krishna's will.
We're in
safe hands with
Krishna.
It is not that we're not going to get any reactions to our activities. Shushusho shadadanas. Oh. We'll use another one. Dukeshu vamanagmanaksukeshu vigatas priha vita raga baya kroda stitadir muni uchite. That one is not disturbed by the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is known as the sage of steady mind. We don't try to create problems. Actually, Prabhupada has given us a formula to avoid problems in many different ways. How to keep clean. How to be regulated. This will solve practically all our physical problems. Following the regulate principles. There's one devotee who is sick all the time. He happened to be the editor of Back to Godhead magazine. And he was a so-called
brahmachari.
And all the time he'd write to Prabhupada, a lot of our health and welfare magazine clothes come from him, because he would ask Prabhupada all the time about questions about his health. And one time Prabhupada wrote, he said, he wrote to him, he said, if you're actually, more or less, I'm just paraphrasing, if you're actually a brahmachari, then how can you be sick? And then later on it was found out he gave up devotional service because he said Prabhupada is impractical. He's denying love in this world. He's denying the basic necessities of life. Translated into English, it means Prabhupada told him to stop living with his boyfriend. I thought I'd allow this little time to sink in. Later on he came back, he wanted to do some service again in ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, yes, we're very happy to have you back, but you have to follow the four ordinal principles. You can't lead your own life. In other words, Prabhupada has already given us a formula to be as healthy and as prosperous as we actually need. To think, to gather material gadgets and electronics as prosperity is madness. To think I have a car made out of steel and plastic and that's prosperity. People are crazy. It's not prosperity. It's madness. They have no. One time Prabhupada was in John Lennon's estate. John Lennon at that time, he was worth around £300 million.
I tada John Lennon imao oko tri,
still worth a little bit nowadays.
I danas on imao,
but a lot more back then.
And
Trivikram Maharaj went to Prabhupada and said,
Prabhupada,
John Lennon, he's fantastically wealthy.
And
Prabhupada said, what is the value of his wealth? He doesn't even know how to utilize it.
Prabhupada je rekao, kako korist od njegovog bogatstva kada on ne zna koristiti?
What does it matter if you have $100 trillion, but you're eating like an animal, like a hog, or a tiger? Tiger doesn't have any money,
tiger nema novaca,
and he gets fresh meat. And people are spending so much money to get old rotten meat. So a tiger is in a better position. He eats more healthy. Besides that, he eats according to his constitution. Tiger is a highly bitter, by the way. They have a strong fire of digestion. They can digest the meat. Human beings can't digest the meat.
You have to eat old rotten meat.
So you may have $1 billion, but if you're
breathing contaminated air,
ali
you're eating rotten food,
zrak, jedete, trulu hranu,
you're drinking water,
pijete vodu,
you know, fluoride, chloride, all kinds of pesticides.
Klor,
it's said nowadays that the water in America, probably in many places, because last
voda,
year I believe that they prescribed, there's 300 million Americans, and they had the doctors prescribed 3 billion prescriptions, pharmaceutical prescriptions.
3 milijarde,
and a lot of those prescriptions are hormone prescriptions. That includes birth control pills and all kinds of things.
Steroids
and all kinds of things. And all that gets it back into the water. Because it gets washed down the drain, or people, you know, pass stool and urine, it gets into the toilet. That toilet goes into the, you know, into the, whatever goes into, through the pipes, back to the ocean, and then they take that same water in many places, if it doesn't go down into the water table, and then get redistributed again. So they found that there are many parts, you're only allowed like 100 parts per trillion of some estrogens. And they found out in some places people are drinking thousands of times parts of estrogen, you know, that's actually allowed. And therefore they're developing characteristics of women. Men are developing characteristics of women. So it's no reason, it's not by accident there's more and more homosexuality and things like that. Because it's more or less part of the process. It's part of the system nowadays. What to speak of all the other toxins, like PDA, that's in the water that comes from plastic, you know, all kinds of chemicals and fluoride and all kinds of other things that you drink. So they don't know how to drink water. They're drinking water that's killing them. They practically the whole civilization is meant to make people unhealthy. And because of that, the biggest industry next to killing people in America, the armaments industry, the biggest industry is the health industry. And part of the biggest part of the health industry is the pharmaceutical industry, and their biggest profit comes from pharmaceuticals, and they're getting renewals. 30 to 40% of all people taking drugs are taking drugs to counteract the reactions of the other drugs they took. So it's exponential. Because when you take those drugs, the result is more people have to take more and more drugs to counteract the effects of the drugs. I had an aunt who had a bladder infection. By the end of her stay in the emergency ward, she had 5 doctors visiting her every day. Each one of them were prescribing different drugs. And by the time they killed her, then the bill came, and the bill was $1,200,000 to cure her bladder infection, which eventually they killed her with drugs.
Je bio jako sretan što je ona dobila najbolji naučni tretman.
Therefore, Prabhupada gave us a
science. Nam je dao znanost.
If we don't want to go into the country and drink pure water, breathe fresh air, eat fresh food, if we want to work hard for some other reason, so we can go into the city, work day and night to pay for the flat, and listen to our neighbors next door screaming at each other, or listen to the television that they're blasting or the rock music. If we want to do something like that, we're perfectly free to do it. But then at least we should preach. And if we're a little aware of the health hazards living in the city, then what do people do? What do they spend the money on? Buying organic food, buying bottled water, buying air purifiers, buying all kinds of things in the house, making it feng shui or vastu. So we can counteract the effects of living in the city.
Well,
sir, Prabhu, why don't you just move out into the country?
Zašto samo da ne predstavljaš na selu? A to je previše dosadno.
There's no protection in the country.
Nema zaštite na selu.
We'll have to breathe all that pure water, drink the pure water. There's no bottled water in the country.
Čistu vodu, nema tamo flaširane vode.
Our air filters, there's no plug for our air filter.
Tamo nema priključka za naš filter za zrak.
There's no organic food.
Nema organske hrane.
We can't buy it. There's no market for organic food
nema
in the country.
Nema tamo prodavnice organske hrane na selu.
And besides that, there's not enough noise to keep my mind occupied.
Nema dovoljno buke da mi
I go crazy in the country.
Poludio bi na selu.
There's not enough noise.
Nema dovoljno buke.
It's a fact, people move out to the country, they go on the country in the weekend, they can't sleep because there's no noise.
Ne mogu spavati, jer nema buke.
On the other hand, if we live in the city, at least we should preach.
Gradu, barem
if we're going to spend our time going through the sacrifice, the austerity, working hard to support ourselves in the city, at least we should use our time to have a nice sadhana and then do some preaching. Not just struggle to maintain ourselves in the city and wind up not having enough time even to chant around or to worship the deities. What to speak of preaching? Then how is that creating an atmosphere by which we can advance in Krishna consciousness? Then we'll simply be sucked in to the whole idea, I need my iPod, I need my iPad, or I need my video. I have to watch this movie. It's spiritual. The Avatar movie has a nice name. It's spiritual.
Avatar film je jako duhovan, ima lijep duhovno ime.
This movie is bona fide, Prabhu. They said Hare Krishna in it.
U njemu kažu Hare Krishna.
I have my TV. It's only to watch documentaries and sometimes the news. And sometimes, well, you know.
It's not to panic.
Therefore, not only we should chant the holy name, but we have to use our intelligence how to create an atmosphere where we can actually hear the holy name. It may seem very complicated, it may seem very austere, but whatever our position is, wherever our circumstance, just think about it. And if we hear the holy name, then gradually everything else will follow. If we chant nicely and hear nicely and develop a service attitude towards his devotees, Krishna and his devotees, then everything else will follow. So, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Comments?
Question, okay.
Pitanje.
Pitanje, yeah.
Is it approved from the point of Krishna consciousness to use vastu or this water filter or this energy stones to counteract this negative effect of the city life or from this contaminated water?
Sure, if it actually counteracts the effects of the city life.
Redu,
and you can actually chant Hare Krishna better, sure, why not use it?
Da, zašto ne to koristiti, ako će vam to pomoći da bolje mantrate?
But my point is,
Hare Krishna
they're
je
expensive.
Bolje živjeti u gradu. Ali druga, moja
you
pamata je
work
da su oni skupi, morate za njih raditi.
So, if you can think about it,
ako možeš razmisliti o tome,
you may become inspired to spend that same amount of time in the country where there is pure water and pure air and fresh food. It may dawn on us that trying to maintain our apartment in the city, because I know many devotees, they're struggling to maintain themselves.
Koji se bore da bi se održali.
Modern society is meant to keep everyone probably not only in darkness, but to keep everyone a slave to the bank.
Moderno društvo people hardly own anything.
They're simply working for the bank, maintaining the bank's house, maintaining the bank's car,
banku,
working for the bank, paying off
loans.
So we might consider that rather than becoming a slave to the bank and we're living in an atmosphere which is meant to keep everyone in darkness, we might try and consider some alternatives. But if we don't, if that's all we can do, if that's all we know, is vastu and stones and bottled water and whatever else we made, then that's all right. Or sometimes we're preaching in a city, there's no alternative to that. But for those who have alternatives,
oni koji imaju alternativu, trebamo koristiti svoju inteligenciju i vidjeti šta je lakše, šta je pogodnije za svjesnost Krišne.
Yes.
Da. Danas u Europi nije čak lako ni priuštiti se da se živi na selu, samo kupiti zemlju i kuću. Na početku zvuči lakše kupiti stan. To je pitanje za raspravu.
For everyone to move into their little plot of land
da svako se preseli
and to set up their own little farm may be very difficult.
To može biti jako
teško. But there's things we can do, just like for instance the devotees in Zagreb, they're living in a city, but they have their own little garden.
Žive u Zagrebu,
and I think
with
7
vrt.
Tons of food they grew last year.
So
it sounds very,
right,
you know, growing food, especially gardens, are not labor intensive. They're actually, Krishna has made it extremely difficult to grow things. You have to plant whatever you're planting. That takes some time in the beginning. You have to harvest it. But in the meantime, it's not a 24-hour day occupation. So there's things we can do. It may be difficult due to the economics. It's not. I'm not saying I have the solution to everyone's problem. You know, everyone should simply quit their job and go out into the woods and try and find a place to live. I'm not saying that. But if we use our intelligence and we consult with each other, we can find out there's many good ideas that will make my life more simple. Even living in the city. During World War II, people who grew up here, well, I guess in Croatia, I know in Bosnia, people were growing food everywhere. In their gardens, they weren't growing grass during the war in Bosnia. In their gardens, they were growing food. It may not look as nice. They didn't have neatly grown, trimmed gardens.
Nisu imali lijepo,
but they had food.
Travnjake, ali bile hrane za jest.
So if we're actually serious,
ako smo u stvari ozbiljni,
then Krishna will give us intelligence how to make our lives simpler.
Kako da svoj život učinimo
jednostavnije. Even if we don't move out of the country, even if we don't do anything like that, but Krishna will give us intelligence how to make our lives in such a way as it will be easier to chant more rounds with better quality and become inspired to preach.
Da postanemo inspirirani da propovjedamo.
Because unless we're inspired to chant the holy name, unless we're inspired, unless we're hearing the holy name, unless we're hearing the philosophy and practicing it, how are we going to be inspired to give it to others? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Anything else? Yes.
Nekad je pitanje da nismo educirani u duhovnom životu. Mi nismo obrazovani kako da to učinimo, ali obično ako sam ja lider, onda bakte dođu i budu kao robovi pod mojom komandom.
Yes, we should definitely be educated in cooperation.
Da, trebamo biti educirani kako da surađujemo.
And I guess so we should be educated. We should see the leader should be educated, the follower should be educated, everyone should be educated in cooperation. But to say because we're not so far educated in cooperation, therefore cooperation is a useless idea.
Ne možemo reći da sada se zato što nismo obrazovani kako da se učinimo.
And if no one else tries to be cooperative, at least we personally should try and cooperate.
Bar mi lično trebamo pokušati surađivati ako niko drugi to ne radi.
So the idea of cooperation is very important.
Ideja suradnje
your love for me will be shown
važna.
By how you cooperate to keep this movement together after I'm gone.
Će biti pokazana time kako surađujete.
So even a leader, I don't know. I mean, I don't know so many leaders. There are a few leaders. Maybe where you come from, there's leaders like that. But I know some good leaders also who do cooperate. So it's not like everything's bad. No one's cooperating. But if there's some, you know, dictator in a farm, he's getting everyone to do what he wants, at least they're cooperating with him.
Koji tjera svi...
I'm not saying it would be good if you could do that, but there may be other alternatives. I don't know if it's not, if you say it can't be done, then all right, it can't be done. But that doesn't mean you can't make your life better in some way. Give up some electronics. Give up some idea I have to go to India 3 times a year to see the deities there. Go to the nearby temple and see the deities there. Do something practical to make your life more simple. If moving to Hungary is and that's the only alternative, is impossible, then live in make your atmosphere more spiritual, wherever you are. Make your life more spiritual. Don't worry about Hungary. Worry about the little place in Italy that you're living in. How you can improve it.
Malo mjesto Italije gdje ti živiš, kako ga možeš popraviti.
Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.
Znači, student je opunomoćila da organizira...